all of creation, all of the earth. Make straight a highway, a path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saints. Let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for a king, we sing, even so come, for Jesus come. Even so come, for Jesus come. Justice, all will be new. Your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for the groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King. So come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming. We wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for a king. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for a king, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
lifted and singing of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
Jesus.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living home. Your presence, Lord.
Yes, Jesus, your presence.
I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. Be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us become more aware of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Great is my faithfulness, O God, my Father. Unto me.
Moment to consider the words of that song, especially the chorus, "Great is thy faithfulness unto me." You know, each of us would need to stop and think, do I really believe that's true? Do I know that God is faithful, or has somehow life's circumstances made me doubt his faithfulness? Have I been too quick to judge what's going on around me, to interpret what life has brought me? By faith, we understand that God is the same. He's faithful. He never changes. His definition of good might be different than our definition of good. Great is his faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. Father, we thank you for your great faithfulness to us. And we bless your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. If I can get a microphone for reading. Kent, if you would get that to Vance Smith, please. This is the first Sunday of Advent. And the first Sunday of Advent, as we have mentioned, is the Sunday of hope. And so I've asked Vance if he would bring the reading from Isaiah and light the first of the purple candles, the candle representing hope. So if they would come, and Kay, if you are going to assist him.
The reading that's been appointed for the first Sunday in Advent is Isaiah 9, verses 1 through 7. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of the Midians' defeat, you have shattered. Too many pages. You have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. And he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is the reading for today.
Thank you. That's the right one. Thank you. Thank you all. As I said at the introduction, it's good to see everyone this morning as we celebrate the beginning of the Advent season. And you probably noticed in your bulletin what a wonderful thing Advent is really all about. It tells us that Christ came 2,000 years ago, but it tells us also that Christ can come into our hearts and lives every day, this day, And thirdly, it points to the fact that Christ will come again at the second advent, which is our blessed hope. We celebrate, December 1st came, and we started celebrating right off with breakfast with Santa, sponsored by Matthew. And I want to thank all the folks from our church who helped so much. I'm going to try to visualize everybody I saw. Their Rock cooked pancakes for 2 hours. He has a cramp in his arm. He grilled pancakes for 2 hours. Bill and Wanda were in the kitchen helping, doing a little of everything. Dave Hack was there helping. Mike Piazza was there to play music. Leanne Cromer was there helping. And, of course, Vance and Kay were there. Thank all of you. And who else? Rick Lee came to help. I knew I couldn't do this from memory. Did I miss anybody else? Hope was there to help.
You were there.
My job was to guard the garbage can and make sure nobody poured liquid in it. And I only spotted one culprit, and I think I stopped them. So it was a great day. And so we were off and celebrating and just so excited about this season, and so good to see everybody this morning. Also, in the the spirit of celebration and fundraising for our community, next Sunday afternoon is the concert with Natalie Berry Marshall, the Country Hoedown. It's the Habitat Hoedown. And several have asked about tickets. I can get you tickets. And in fact, if I could get a show of hands of people who think they might like to go and get a ticket, I'll get that number of tickets, and church can pay for those, and you can reimburse the church. How many folks? I would like to go. Are there any folks who think they would like to go? 1, 2, 4. Everybody's busy. Anybody else? All right. I'll try to round up that many tickets. In fact, might buy 10 tickets and give them away as prizes. I don't know, but maybe we can support the community. But at least I have some idea. This sounds good. That's next Sunday, 3 o'clock, out at Southside Christian Church. Also, elders, deacons meeting this afternoon at 5 o'clock. December 11th, a week from this Tuesday, is the ladies' Christmas party at the home of Mike and Paula Piazza. And then 16th is a busy, busy, busy Sunday. It looks like everything's, hopefully everybody will have Monday the 17th to just kind of relax and get over what a full day that's going to be. You might know that our church has been involved once again in helping provide some Christmas for families. Ruth has kind of taken the lead in that, and this Tuesday night at the Methodist Church, that annual gift presentation to some of the needy families. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing that they do, and I think I've explained this before. Different churches and organizations shop for families who have need to provide Christmas, and then the Methodist Church hosts the dinner for all of us together, and while they're celebrating and Santa's there and the kids are being entertained, the gifts that go to the family are taken while the kids don't know it and given to the parents so that the parents can kind of maintain dignity, provide Christmas, and their kids never have to know that it was somebody else doing it. I think that's the spirit of giving, to do it and not be doing it to get the credit, but doing it to help somebody else. So we're excited to be a part of that again. I want to thank Ruth for working on that. And that'll be this Tuesday night for those who are already involved in that. Am I forgetting something? I forgot some things already for sure. George, I believe, has something.
Reminder to everyone, next Sunday, right after service, we'll be having our missions meeting. For those of you who are interested in wanting to go to our mission trip in Mexico, come January, we will begin our prayer meetings, and the end of February, we will be going to Mexico. So it's here. It's upon us. So just like Christmas is upon us, the mission trip is upon us as well. So everybody who is interested in going next Sunday, I need to see your smiling face.
All right. Thank you, George. Mona, you have your own microphone.
Yeah, I've got my mic. All right. I just wanted to, I didn't get this to Colleen, I'm sorry. The puppet team is doing the program that we're doing here on the 16th at the Willows next Sunday at 1:30, and my team can't go to see Natalie Berry. I'm really sorry, guys.
We can't do everything, so that's
they
the
might
night.
Be able to. I don't know, but I don't think so.
We'll see. Thank you, Mona.
Prayer request.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Aunt Lois is not here because she's keeping the vigil for her daughter, Rebecca, who's in the hospital with early contractions. But the good news is the baby is mature enough to be born, should that happen. But anyway, Lois is just standing by.
All right. Thank you, Emily. You want to pray for her. David Settle.
I just want to thank everybody for keeping me in their prayers and everything. I have been awful sick, and I will say God is faithful. He's got me back into his house. And also, I'd like to continue prayer for my mother. She's still pretty sick and everything, so just thank you.
All right. That's David's mom, who is recovering at home. We will be putting on the prayer list a friend of mine. Some of you know a good friend of mine, Rick Coleman from Louisville now, was pastor over in Newcastle. Some of you met Rick. I got a call from him Friday, I guess it was, and they've discovered a mass on his colon that they're uncertain about, and there are a lot of complications, and he's quite concerned, and it has the potential of being real serious. So he said it was fine to put him on our prayer list just for health, healing, and some tests and results. We will be putting that, but he's been a long, long time friend, and I know he's really, really concerned, so please remember him. Anybody else? Anything else we want to mention? Brenda and then Peggy.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to request prayer for the family of my nephew. He was found deceased yesterday. We don't know exactly what happened. Just pray for his wife and his daughter and sisters.
We will. I'm sorry, Brenda. Did I miss something in what you said, that he was found?
Deceased.
He passed away, was found dead. So remember his family.
Jim has been here before as a member / client of Isaiah House.
Okay.
He was working with them at the time of his death.
All right.
So don't know exactly what happened.
All right. Certainly a great concern. Peggy?
I just had a question. Did we talk about Nona? How's Nona doing?
Oh, Nona Johnson, just keep her lifted up. No, all right. Okay. It's going to be in January, yes. Anyone else? All right. We have, I think, a couple of birthdays and anniversaries. This Thursday, the 6th, Lois Ransdell, happy birthday to Lois. Friday, the 7th, Aaron Weddington, happy birthday. And next, today... the 2nd, John and Nikki Chapa, happy anniversary. So, happy birthday to those folks. Happy anniversary to John and Nikki. And blessings to anyone else who is celebrating anything special in your life today or in the coming days. If there's nothing further, we will go to the Lord in prayer before we dismiss our children to Children's Church. I always like to give opportunity if there are prayers on your heart that you'd like to offer aloud before the Lord, or just mention, you know, you can just say, Lord, bless so-and-so, or meet their needs. It doesn't have to be elaborate, doesn't have to be, you know, God knows our hearts even before a word is on our tongue. So I just ask that we all be in an attitude of prayer, focusing on the Lord and what's on our hearts. So we'll go before him in prayer now, and I'll close after anyone who's had an opportunity to pray has done so.
Healing with the sinus infection and Dear Lord, we give praise to thee, Father. Lord, school's back in session, and the children, as always, come home with so many problems. We ask that you hold their loving hands on their shoulders, Lord, their families as well. In Jesus' name.
Father, I lift up Tilly Deadman to you. And Father, I just ask that she would give her peace, and she would know your presence, and she would be able to rejoice in Anna Neal's being with you. And Lord, I also lift up this family that Brenda brought forth. Lord, I pray that you would meet the needs of the wife and the children and the siblings. Lord, they're emotional and spiritually first, foremost. Lord, I just pray that you would bring people around them to rally them. Help hold their arms up and keep them going, Lord. I pray, God, that you will work through people with it, because we know that you're the one who does the work. We can't do anything on our own. Lord, it's your spirit. Father, I pray that your spirit would just hover over that family in Jesus' name.
Father, I pray for all the families who've lost loved ones at the nursing home this week. Father, I pray your grace and your mercy and your strength will be poured into them. Father, thank you that you knew beforehand, and Lord, you even prepared hearts. Lord, I ask that you continue to comfort and give peace and carry the families.
Lord, I lift up the Peterson family who are mourning the loss of Randy's mother. I thank you for all the good years you gave her, and be with them tomorrow as they lay her
celebration. Father, when we gather together in corporate prayer, it's a vivid reminder that we are a needy people dependent upon you for our healing, for physical healing, for healing from broken hearts, for new direction when we've taken the wrong direction, and the assurance that in you we have hope, that your mercies are new every morning, that yesterday's gone, but we have this day to love you, to be renewed in our lives, to find new strength and new grace, because you give it on a daily basis, just like you give us our daily bread. Father, thank you that you're there for us. Jesus, thank you that you came to be one of us, born in a manger, but even before that, encased in the womb, just as any child is, that you have experienced everything that any of us have ever experienced. You faced every temptation that we've ever faced, yet you were the only one who did it perfectly and never sinned. How thankful we are for you. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. This time we'll dismiss the children to Children's Church, ask the worship team to come and lead us in just a few more moments of worship.
My soul and sing of him who died.
and love at the feet of Jesus, and we cry, holy, 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 and we cry, holy, 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 and we cry, holy, 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 is the Lord. Holy. Holy, 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 and we cry, holy.